This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome into the Fan Club.
Step one, we buy into this club. Step two, we roll over to the club, either in your Mercedes-Benz or my pre-owned Acura Legend.
It's not as much as a club as it is a couple middle-aged dudes in sweatshirts talking about sports.
Bounce, 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 bounce. Now all the ladies saying bounce, 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 bounce.
But you get the gist. Here's Cody Tapp and Alex Gold.
It is a Fan Club Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon producing the show. Of course, Fan Club is presented by Jay Rieger & Co. Cody is finishing up the orange peel for the garnish on the drink. We'll get into what cocktail we're drinking today, thanks to Rieger. We're also going to hear from Andy Reid and Rashee Rice in just a couple of minutes. Our guest today, we mentioned earlier, we've got Mackenzie Nelson back in the Fan Club from KSHB 41. What is going on? Good to have you back.
Hello. Thanks for having me, guys. It's been a minute.
It had. I'm trying to think. 2 months, maybe? Maybe 2 months or so? Yeah. And so we... I don't remember what we drank the last time you were in studio, but this drink is called the Gold Rush, and Cody will tell us exactly what's in it.
Yeah, so it's got like a honey, simple syrup, lemon juice, and whiskey for the most part.
Okay, all right. Let me take a little. You always like to. I feel like Cody likes doing the orange peel.
Orange garnish is just beautiful, beautiful work.
It's, okay, so this is better than... I like this better than what last one we had, I'll be
honest. That's good.
Yeah. Look, you're not going to like every single cocktail, but this is good. If you're not someone that wants the bourbon-forward taste as much, then this one's better. Like, if you don't want the heavy bourbon flavor, you're going to like this. And that's why I like this one.
Are you a whiskey drinker?
Not really, necessarily. Okay. Like, I'll drink it in cocktails. I won't just, like, put a rock in a glass and just sip on bourbon. That's not my vibe. I know Cody will do that.
Fancy.
Do you drink cocktails though?
Mixed Much? With something. Yeah, not often. It's not like my go-to drink, I will say that. This is good. You said there was whiskey in this?
Yeah.
Okay, this is good.
What's your go-to liquor of choice?
Probably tequila.
Okay.
Maybe vodka.
See, right now this month is all about bourbon, but every month it'll be different. So like we'll have gin 1 month, we'll have a different different one another month.
This is what's fun about like when people like foods they don't like or liquors they don't like. I'm like, maybe you just haven't had it prepared in a way that you like it.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, well, I'm not a huge whiskey drinker. This isn't like a whiskey forward drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this
because
is
it's
good.
Got the honey syrup and
like
juice.
I like it.
And
it's a little
and
fruitier.
I put the orange twist on there because that's how they recommend it over at Rieger's website, you know?
Cody, to use the some of the terminology you gave us yesterday, this drink is bussin'.
Yeah. So
we have a segment
where it's Professor Tapp, because as you know, because we'll get to his, he went to your station, I know. And so yesterday the lesson was about like trendy, cool, you know, words right now and thing the kids are saying.
So they could get caught up just in case they run into
and
a
so,
youth.
You know? Yeah. So like Riz, which we all like, we've heard that for a little bit, but
we started
Riz,
easy.
The one I was not familiar with was girl dinner.
Oh, yeah. There's restaurants that put that on the menu now.
He
really?
Said, is it just when girls go to dinner together? I said, no, that's not girl dinner.
So do you, when's the last time you had a girl dinner?
Oh, man. I mean, at least like four times a week.
Okay. What was the meal?
It's just I like to pick at different things. Okay. So it could be like charcuterie things and maybe like some fruit or just random things that like you guys probably wouldn't sit down and eat as a meal. But I'm a snacker. I got to have multiple things.
Especially with your hours. Yeah. It's not like you're around at a normal dinner time. Just eat a meal
of food. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's not what I'm doing. That's true. Yeah. But some restaurants are doing this thing where it's girl dinner. You get like one drink, maybe like a glass of wine or like some cocktail. And then you get maybe like a side of fries and a Caesar salad and like something else. Like, and that's like the girl dinner, right? Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's amazing. Salad and fries.
So okay. Learning together.
What other ones we had?
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
It's fine.
I still don't understand what 6'7 is. My 6-year-old dad just keeps telling me that. I'm like, what does that mean?
Okay, so it originated from LaMelo Ball.
Okay.
Who is 6'7". Oh, mm-hmm. It was popularized by like a TikTok and Twitch streamer.
Okay.
It doesn't mean anything. It's just a thing that gets repeated. It doesn't mean something in a way that, like, we were talking about, like, Riz or the other ones mean stuff.
Drew, do you want to explain?
People have said it's like the 1738 with Fetty Wap.
Okay.
If you remember that.
Really means nothing. It's just, like, part of the...
It's just a thing kids say and repeat. If you say the number 6 or 7 near any kid, they immediately say 6'7".
Yeah.
As you know. How old's your niece?
6.
And she's got
Sigma
it, too.
Sigma as well. I don't know what that is either.
Of course, 6.
Sigma. So here's the tough one.
Six or seven. Yeah.
Here's the tough one on Sigma. Sigma can mean good or bad.
Really? Okay.
It depends on how you use it and what it is you're talking about.
Someone says, can we just say snack? Why do we have to say girl dinner? It's stupid. For the 913.
This is how it works.
This is slang. This is, you know.
It makes it more appetizing, right? When it has a cute name.
Yeah. And let's face the reality is we all get older and then we're like, well, we never sounded like that. Meanwhile, Alex was threatening some kid in the schoolyard. You're dead meat, Billy. And that was the same thing. Like, it's all in the same family. They probably thought we were crazy when we were saying like cool and dude. And yeah.
What's up?
Or that's lit.
Like all that. Uh-huh. Like,
lit. Yeah. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. I will say some of these, I will say the only difference with the slang right now is some of these are just like made up like words. Like,
yeah.
Does that make sense? Like the meaning might be the same, but like what was the other one? Gyat?
Yeah.
Like what? G-Y-A-T? What? Like
that,
we got to break for a second. I know I hate to interrupt this thrilling.
This is a great combo.
Andy Reid is speaking right now.
The only one that didn't practice today was Josh, still excused with the family situation. So the Raiders, we look forward to that challenge of playing the Raiders. They've got a good football team. You can see them getting better every week. And Pete's done a nice job with that, veteran coach and veteran coordinators to go with it. We all know Tom, who was a special teams coach here. He does a heck of a job, and Chip. Just had a great career there. And then Patrick, likewise. Patrick had been there before last couple of years. So he does a great job. So anyways, we know it'll be a battle, but we look forward to getting with these guys and playing and competing in GEH Field at Arrowhead. Time's yours.
What did you see from Rasheed this week?
Did you
have the advantage to have him for 3 days out on the field? And what did he look like?
Yeah, I mean, he looked sharp. It's not a game, but what we asked him to do, he did well. So, and he can tell he's in good shape. That's always your worry when somebody misses a few weeks because it's different when you're playing. And but he busted his tail, did a nice job there. Now it's just a matter of getting in a game and getting reps there, you know. So we'll see how all that goes.
Have you seen his excitement level kind of keep going up since he got back in the building a few weeks ago?
Yeah, listen, he always has great energy. I mean, I mentioned that before, but it was good to get him back. And positive guy that works hard. It's good to have him here. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's excited to play. He hasn't played in a real game for a year and 6 weeks or whatever it is. So.
Andy just confirmed it's a family situation for Josh. He's going
through. Well, personal.
Personal.
Yeah, personal. Yeah.
And I know there's privacy issues with that, but do you guys have any understanding of whether this is going to be a long-term thing yet?
No.
Not yet.
No.
Go ahead, Drew.
Specific to Rasheed Rice, is this a matter of, you mentioned him getting back in shape, is this a matter of ramping him up, or you feel like he can handle the full workload if necessary?
Yeah, I'm gonna just watch him in the game and see how he does. He knows everything. It's just I don't know how many reps he's gonna get. I'm sure it won't be every rep. Yeah, so like to see how he does with what we give him.
Just you guys play so many odd times, prime times, all this stuff. You got a regular old noon football game here. You like that? Just getting out there and getting the game going early.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't mind. It should be a great day, and well, we don't have many, but yeah, it's exciting. I mean, anytime you get a chance to play in this league, it's going to be exciting. So, and especially against the Raiders. All right, good.
All right, so that was Andy Reid speaking to the media. Was asked about Josh Simmons, different variations, like two or three times there. He said initially, of course, Josh Simmons did not participate in today's practice. We all know that. I mean, he's not playing on Sunday. He's still not with the team. He called initially the absence a family situation. We all kind of were like, oh, that's the first time Andy is addressed in that way. And then I think it was Jesse Newell from The Athletic that followed up a few minutes later and said, so is this a family matter? And then Andy said, it's personal. So I don't know what to make of that. But
family's
it was
also personal, but sure, like he didn't answer it in the same way.
Because look, and as we've said, and I'm sure McKenzie, you've probably viewed it the same way. Like, we're not going to speculate on exactly what it is. We all acknowledge it's a very bizarre situation. I think the biggest thing is he coming back anytime soon? I think Andy was also asked there, do you think this is a long-term thing? Have you figured out if it is? And Andy said, no. Like, meaning they haven't figured out if it's a long-term thing or not.
Right.
So that's where we're at. He's obviously not playing Sunday, and it doesn't feel like he's playing anytime soon.
Right.
I want to react more to that, but Rashee Rice is making his debut in 2025, and he is at the podium right now.
You've been back in the building for a few weeks, but does it feel different this week? Getting ready to play?
Yeah, this week is really big. It's been a while since I got to play in a regular season game with my guys, so I'm very excited to be out there, to go out there and compete.
Explain the bond that you guys have in the wide receiver room. It just feels like this group is especially close this year.
Yeah, honestly, it's just a brotherhood. We kind of feel like everything we're doing on the field is for each other because, I mean, we do everything for each other off the field, so it's easy to relate.
Rashee, how have you spent just these past 6 weeks keeping yourself in football shape?
I went down to Florida where it's hot, try to keep myself in the heat, just like similar to St. Joe, just train every day, Monday through Friday, and do some type of workout on Sunday to have my mind ready to get active on a game day.
What's been the process of keeping yourself involved in the playbook?
Honestly, the playbook kind of comes natural. I love learning and being able to be the best at what I do, so the playbook isn't as what it was when I was a rookie. It's not too much new to me. It kind of took about 2 days to get back in the flow of things, but it's all back natural again.
How beneficial was it to have gone through training camp?
Very beneficial. Just to be able to come off my injury and get my timing back with the quarterback and be around the guys. And then obviously I spent some time away right now, but just it's kind of like I was missing for a little bit, but I mean, everything's back in full swing.
Did you feel like you made an impact once you came back in the meeting rooms? Like, could you see that you had a positive cumulative effect on the guys these last 3 weeks?
Honestly, I haven't. I mean, obviously, it makes sense, but I wouldn't know what it's like for me not to be around the guys. So, I mean, whatever they say, I just kind of enjoy being around those guys when I'm not at home. This is my second home. I love playing football. We all love playing football. So it's just kind of natural energy being spread around.
Rashee, are you surprised at all with the way that everybody got to eat has kind of taken off?
Honestly, I am a little surprised. I was just speaking, just saying it because it made sense. I was doing a giveaway, giving out food and drinks, so I made sure everybody ate that day, and just kind of translated to the field. Everybody's balling out right now. Everybody's eating, so everybody got to eat always.
What's it been like just emotionally for you, the roller coaster you've been on, like the not knowing and then injured and all that stuff? I mean, how have you kind of gotten through that?
I mean, like I said, the best thing for me is to be around the guys. I got leaders in each room, even if it's on defense, to help me on and off the field. So, I mean, that's the best part about being a part of a team like this. You got everybody to support you, even the coaching staff. And when I wasn't here, I'm still being able to talk to my teammates. So,
where have you been watching the games? What's it been like? You've been alone? What have you been doing?
Yeah, I'm with my – every – well, throughout the six games, I was in Texas with my family, my sons, just enjoying the game, being around the family, because I'm not with my other family here.
You agreed to the six-game suspension with the NFL. Can you just talk through that process and, coming to that decision before the year starts?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was a decision that was best for not only me, but for the team, so I could be here right now. And that decision, all that's over, so I'm ready.
What did you learn about yourself in the last 13 months without football games?
I learned that I love the game of football, like probably my second love right there. And not only do I love the game of football, but I was able to realize how strong I am mentally, being able to face a lot of adversity at the time.
Last couple of words.
I want to take you back to yesterday in the locker room. If you remember, Jesse and I were talking to Hollywood about what it would mean to him to finally get the three of you all together, and you kind of started dancing off of the side. So how long have you looked forward to this moment with you and Xavier and Hollywood finally on the field at the same time?
I've been looking forward to this probably for, I think it's been like 380 something days. I haven't played a regular season game, and despite the regular season, we still have a whole off season before that where we were training super hard to get ready for that prior season. So I mean, it's been a long time coming, and the time's finally here.
Last couple, go ahead, Sam.
Rasheed, what stands out just about this offense, watching over the past few weeks in particular?
How each week we figure out what we're doing wrong and we fix it right away.
Last two in the back, Todd.
So you know, you had to did your criminal plea, right? So you're going to have to do the probation, all that stuff. How are you working through, like, you have to do the jail stuff? When would you do that? You do it here, Texas? You got that stuff all mapped out yet?
All that stuff will be taken care of. I'm here to talk about football right now.
We'll get the chance to contribute on the field on Sunday. What does that mean to you just as a competitor?
Could you repeat that?
Just to contribute to the team, contribute on the field, what's that mean to you?
It means everything to me. like I said, these guys are my brothers, so not only am I going out here rocking the number four, being able to ball out, but I get to do it with people that enjoy doing the same thing I do, as hard as, you know what I'm saying, as hard as we can do it, and against anybody in front of us, it don't really matter. We've got the same mindset regardless.
All right, so that was Rasheed Rice speaking to the media ahead of his first game in, what did he say, 380-something days.
Yeah.
And we do get to see the grouping of Worthy, Brown, and Rice all together for the first time. This was their plan two off seasons ago, and we get our first glimpse.
You think we can just pencil in? We were asking earlier, McKenzie, it's like, because it's been 387 days, and all I have is his rookie season and three electric games of a regular season last year, it's like, I just want to, like, not prove it, but, like, I'm going to wait to decide if he's a top 15, top 20, top 30 wide receiver until I like see it for a bit. That's
yeah,
all.
I agree. I mean, we know he's good from what we've seen, yeah, but we have not seen him enough. So I think if you're trying to like rank him and put him, you know, somewhere in the top 10, 15, whatever, you got to see him play the rest of the season, I would say.
Like, there's got to be some version of it.
Yeah.
I will say, the going back to the Simmons thing, I thought if he'd answered in the, it's a family situation, we don't have a timetable on Monday, I think it would have been way less of a conversation Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in town.
Mm-hmm.
But then, and then I thought, oh, he answered it that way. And he said, nope, to do you have a timeline for it? Okay, that's kind of what we expected early in the week.
Mm-hmm.
But then when asked, so to clarify, it is a family situation. He said it's a personal matter. And you're like, I don't, is there
an early, and earlier he said it was a family issue.
Why did you go? So now we still don't know whether or not, and again, I don't need to know whether or not it's involving a family member or him himself, mm-hmm. or him and a family member together and the situations together. All we were asking from the beginning was, really, do you expect this to be a week, a month, a year?
Right, because like, I don't think people really need to know specifically he's gone. And I don't know if fans are really wanting to know like all the details, but those generic questions like, when
is he gonna
we
play
expect
football?
Him to come
is
back?
Is the starting left tackle in your top draft pick going to play football again this year? It's a very fair question.
Is it day-to-day?
Truthfully,
we don't know.
They maybe don't have that answer.
Yeah.
That's where, like, and this is always the debate. It's tough, the relationship between media and team and PR staff, and we could have a long conversation about that, but like,
that's just like a job thing.
Yeah, it's just a job thing. But I would say, I mean, if they don't know, like sometimes it's like, hey, you can't share details, fine, but do you think he'll be back this year? We don't know yet. Okay.
With Andy Reid saying, what was that, Wednesday? He was like, Brett Veach is handling all of that. I assume, or you would think Brett Veach is going to put out some sort of a press release or statement or something.
Rosenhaus,
right?
Or Veach.
His agent, Drew
or
Rosenhaus.
Or Simmons himself.
Something's like, got to come out soon.
In the next week, if they don't release something, some of them, either Brett Veach makes himself available to the media, they place him on the NFI list, therefore Veach makes a statement about that. Like, if they don't do something like that at some point, well, then the questions are just going to rewrite. I mean,
they're just going to keep coming every single day we're out at a press conference.
Some of this is positional stuff. Alex and I, like Wednesday or Thursday, I was kind of stunned. It wasn't a bigger national story. Mm-hmm. And I realized part of it is because it's a tackle and not a wide receiver. If this were, or a quarterback, mm-hmm. if this were Mahomes, Xavier Worthy, Chris Jones, like if it were any position, and maybe not Chris Jones because that's defensive line, but like if it were a position that people followed in the league no matter what, I think it would have been a much bigger story. And they've been able to lay a little bit lower nationally, but not if he misses two games or a third game and a fourth game and a fifth, you know, like all those.
Yeah, I mean, this
right?
is this
increases.
This Sunday's a noon game against the Raiders. Next week is Monday Night Football.
Right.
You're like
back on the primetime stage.
Yeah, I mean that's where it'll be. That'll be interesting, and
that's
and
where
maybe,
you'll be able to hide it. Yeah,
and maybe there's more clarity, you know, next week on a potential timeline. I do think Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, you know, that's who probably will have to make that decision on how much is shared on, you know, is he out for a long period of time or whatever it may be.
Do you guys think it's weird how, what was it, just a couple weeks ago when Chris Jones flew to a family member's funeral and then
right.
flew back and, you know, all that information came out and it was
and Chris
openly
Jones came
talked
more,
about.
But yeah, they talked
right.
about it.
Mm-hmm. So that's what makes me kind of wonder, like, what's,
well, maybe he
what's
wants to keep his
situation?
Life more private right. or those things. Like, and I, again, and I, it's so hard to point because, like, the social media and like even our text line has been really like, shut up. It's his business. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not saying that it's, but it is an NFL team and they're starting left tackle when MIA. And we don't know for how long. Mm-hmm. What if he never plays football again? Did it matter that we asked then? What if he plays? What if he misses the entire year? What if he misses 2 months?
Yeah. Like, when is it okay for us to start asking questions?
Well, and some of it is like the football related part of it. Let's say it's 2 months. Let's just set a random number. He's already missed 2 weeks and it's 6 more weeks. Then we have to ask, we have to sit on this show and we have to say, should he be the starting left tackle?
Yeah, is he going to come back to the starting role?
Does he get the job back or mm-hmm. does Jalen Moore, who's been doing the job for the last 2 months, keep mm-hmm. the job? Like, it has, let's just take the personal stuff out of it because, again, he's got personal stuff he wants to keep personal. I get
sure,
that.
Yeah.
But there's like a huge football element of this. And the easiest way to start diagnosing that is he going to play football at some point this
right.
year? That's the question that we just don't have the answer to.
So they're going to play Sunday at noon, and then on Monday, Andy Reid will speak at noon here, and we'll see if anything changes or anything, you know, more comes out on potential timeline on the Josh Simmons thing. Yeah. Back to just this offense and Rashee Rice. We got McKenzie Nelson hanging out with us here, KSHB 41. It is a fan club Friday. We're drinking the Gold Rush drink. So looking forward to sipping on this the rest of the hour, by the way. So I'm going to go ahead and take another sip in a second. But what's the realistic expectation for you with Rice on Sunday? We asked you about where is he at as a top tier receiver, but mm-hmm. what do you think it looks like? Andy Reid kind of said, I'll be able to see when I'm watching him out there how much of workload he can handle, essentially.
I mean, I think we're going to see more of Rashee Rice than people are maybe expecting. I think some people are like, oh, he's going to be, you know, only out there for a certain number of plays. They're going to be watching it. I don't know. I think they're going to let him go out there and play. I mean, he's in shape. He's been doing the workouts. It's not like he's just been suspended doing nothing. So I think you're going to see more of Rashee Rice on Sunday than, you know, maybe anticipated. And I think he's going to gel just fine.
Like, I learned my lesson when Xavier Worthy came back. I thought, mm-hmm. oh, you know what? They'll use him, but they're not going to do all the end arounds. And like, mm-hmm. they're going to be a little careful and just make sure that shoulder's good. Let him get hit a couple of times, whatever, mm-hmm. and get in there. Now,
no,
just immediately into his normal routine.
Right?
I'm like, yeah, you know what? They're just going to use Rashee the way that they would normally. So just as long as the team that are up against the Raiders don't like triple team him, he's going to get his 8 to 10 targets. He's mm-hmm. going to get 5 to 9 catches, and they're going to use him as much as they normally would. The split is really interesting to me because the everybody got to eat part sounds good in theory, and I think you can keep most people happy there for a while if you're winning.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think it's going to be Rice the most, Kelce the second most, Worthy the third most, and then a pretty clear separation before we get to 4, 5, and 6. Like, I think there'll be a noticeable drop-off, and it'll just be one of those guys having their week in rotation. Like, maybe 1 week, Hollywood will get more. 1 week, Thornton will get his big catch. 1 week, and they'll just, mm-hmm. they'll rotate. 1 week, it'll be Juju.
Juju, yeah.
And they'll rotate those guys as getting a little more workload depending on the matchup. But that the three guys that I think will get some portion of the offense every week, Rice, Kelce, Worthy, and then it's just like a rotation after that.
I would agree with that.
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's probably the proper way for it to work out for the Chiefs offense moving forward. I want to talk about the defense on the other side. We'll talk about the defense. We'll talk about the AFC a little bit with Mackenzie Nelson as we continue here on a fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And Club Friday. Continuing a Fan Club Friday here presented by Jay Rieger & Co. We are drinking the Gold Rush once again. Yeah, what's inside this thing? It's very
honey,
good.
Honey simple syrup, lemon juice, and whiskey.
Of course, whiskey from Jay Rieger. We've got Mackenzie Nelson from KSHB 41 joining us in studio. We were joking during the break. It's out there publicly, so I think we can joke about it. Did you see what was trending a little bit in Kansas City yesterday? So 41 put out a tweet, okay? And it's gotten great engagement, so they're happy. The tweet was something along the lines of, Mahomes, AFC Offensive Player of the Week for the second time, or second straight week, or whatever. Mm-hmm. The photo is of a accident on the highway with there's a fire truck. So then the replies are all people being like, you know, busy at work and it's a picture of a beach or it's, you know, whatever it may be.
Someone tweeted a coffee mug and said, Mahomes.
Yeah, and it's just random stuff. And
it was pretty funny.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, and for some reason, it's still up. I don't know. Maybe the engagement is why it's still up.
They just decided, hey, you know what? We're just going to have to live in this.
We're going to have to just leave it up. Everybody's having fun with it. No, I don't know.
Mackenzie, I do have to say thanks. She showed my students around yesterday.
Sure.
We talked with the Professor Taphart. Did you enjoy showing the students around?
Did Cody offer to give you 41? His check for the day since you did all the work?
What? Come on. I did some work.
I got
them to the station.
You did.
Oh, you drove them there?
No.
Yeah, we were wondering if you were going to get them on a bus and drive down the street from UMKC.
And then I started to tell them to illegally park because the lot filled up and all along the street in front of where you can normally park on the street are all marked, do not park. We will tow, emergency, no parking, because they have the Garmin run there.
Oh, okay.
And I said, they're probably not going to bother you on a Thursday. Just park there. We got to go in here and I don't need you guys parking 40 yards away. So just park here.
Yep.
One student was like, they're probably not going to tow all of us. I'm like, I hope not. because we can't eat up Mackenzie's night the entire time.
That was fun, though. And I still can't get over that you're a professor.
I will say it's a bit weird, probably, for most
professor
people, because I'm not a serious person. Mick, your boss, we were sitting there, Mick Schaefer, and he said, do you guys all call him Mr. Tap? And they all collectively laughed and said no.
They were like, we call him Cody.
No, we do not call him Mr. Tapp. They all laughed at the idea.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. That was so fun. And I felt like they had really good questions.
Yeah, actually, surprised.
They really did.
Happy.
They're like, what's the hardest part about your job? What do you love the most?
What'd you say?
I think I said the hours, right?
Yeah.
Or the schedule.
Lifestyle. Schedule's tough.
Yeah. And then they asked, do we get our hair and makeup done? Do I get like outfits picked out for me? Nope. That's why we get the mean comments. That was fun talking to them about mm-hmm. that as
oh.
well. Yeah.
Oh, we've talked about that on the show before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They'll send crazy thing to Mackenzie. Like, yeah. don't ever let her wear
well, you've talked about
I have to only wear pants, guys.
You've talked about the stalker stuff and the issues with stalkers.
Oh, it's wild.
And
you had to shut down your Venmo because of this show.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
Because of this, not because of this show.
Because of the show.
Oh, not because of this show. This show? Nah. I mean, not this show.
Some of it started right after.
She's on TV. It's because
we're
of TV.
We're above board now, but it did seem like right after we mentioned her Venmo on the air is when things got dicey.
Oh, God.
Well.
I won't blame you guys for that.
Yeah. I mean, you've shared some of the Instagram messages before, so.
But no, so fun.
Have you gotten any bad ones lately?
So, guys, update. I actually turned off the replies to my Instagram stories, so you can't, like, reply to what I post.
Sure.
I think you can only heart it. If you want to send me a message, you have to go directly to my page and send a message, and then I have to, like, accept it. But, yeah,
smart.
They were getting weird, so I just had to turn it off.
Oh,
yeah.
They were getting weird.
Yeah.
So I had to turn them off.
Like, if one more person wants to pay me for feet, I'm going
to. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is that a high percentage of them, like 50% of them?
Yes.
What's Rex Ryan doing in your mention? That's
weird.
It's really weird. It's really
also,
weird.
It's just like some of it is just the boldness of it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just going to see if this person, like, no.
Yes, I just turned it off.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. It wasn't entertaining anymore. It just got weird.
So. Yeah. For a while it was funny, and now it's like not as funny.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What is your expectation for the game on Sunday? We both think it's going to be... I think it's going to be one-sided, I guess, for the Chiefs. We can give our official game predictions in a minute, but I don't see any area in which there's a mismatch for the Chiefs except Max Crosby on their tackles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a mismatch for the Chiefs for the entirety of Max Crosby's career.
Every time they play
and
the Raiders,
he's a mismatch
he's
for even good
yeah.
left tackles, not the backup left tackle and Juwan Taylor. So other than that mismatch, so unless he just completely changes the tenor of the game, strip sacks, or multiple sacks that ruin drives. I don't see how the Raiders can compete for 60 minutes.
Yeah. I think, too, last week, they punted once, had a turnover on downs once, and other than that, the offense scored on every drive. So I would like to see that again Sunday. Like, if you're asking me what I want to see from the offense, it would be, like, put points on the board every single offensive drive. No turnovers. Just a clean game. No penalties like last week, even though everybody's up in arms about that.
Geez, yeah.
They should have gotten one or two just to get the heat off their back.
But they did.
But
they did. They were declined, though. I mean, that's the thing.
Chris Jones was offside.
They were flagged for three penalties. They just were declined. I mean,
because they screwed up in other parts of the game.
I think
it's so crazy, though. Social media after that game is back to really hating the Chiefs, where I felt like it kind of, went off. We weren't hearing as much
because
they were struggling.
Yeah.
And then now all of a sudden they beat the Lions, and it's like, oh my God, we hate them. We're going to say such negative things. Everything is rigged. And I just thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, it's annoying, but it is a sign that the team,
the
Chiefs are fearful. You know, teams fear the Chiefs, I should say, not fearful. The teams are fearful of the Chiefs. I think that is why that stuff has started back up. I think the other element for Sunday, we've talked about how Andy's been more aggressive recently, but it's definitely matchup dependent. We were all excited how aggressive he was against the Lions. I will say, I think I'm going to probably be a little annoyed that Sunday opening drive of the game against the Raiders, let's say the drive stalls out and it's 4th and 2 at the Raiders 28. I'm more worried in this game that they'll just kick the field goal versus the Lions. They were willing to go for it.
There is no fourth down that Andy Reid's going to go for this unless it is the 4th quarter and the game is close. If it is 4th and 1 from the 48, punt. If it is 4th and 1 from the 30, it's a kick. If it's 4th, it does not matter. There's no situation. He does it. He does it opponent dependent.
Because Dan Campbell is like,
he'll just do it no matter
what. For it. So it's like you have to play differently against him.
Here's the problem, though, is that any large statistical study says the way Andy does it is actually wrong. Is that the way to get the benefit of going for the 4th and 1s is that you have to go for them all the time. You get the points back by chasing it constantly. Because for the times you fail, it's all the other times you succeed that eventually come out with a net positive. So Andy's is more of a feeling thing, which is tough, right? Because baseball deals with this too. It is How much do you just live or die by an analytic? Because remember, Brandon Staley did this for a little bit and eventually got his ass fired. And how much do you trust your instinct? And Andy sometimes will just take whole games off from it. So it's kind of interesting because I'm not saying his way is the only, like his way is wrong necessarily. But the numbers say that you're supposed to just do it all the time. You just like, you if it's fourth and one, it's on the plus side of the football field, you go for it.
Yeah. And he definitely doesn't do that.
No. No. I also think some of it, Gold pointed this out last week, I think some of it, his aggressiveness is because he doesn't trust Butker to make a kick.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was interesting too on Thursday.
He said it's in his head.
He was like, oh, it's just all mental. And he's like, I'm not worried about it. And then when he missed the extra point on Sunday, we were like, did you say anything to him? What was that conversation like? And he was like, nothing. As soon as he kicked it, he knew what was wrong. He knows what adjustments to make. And I was up in the press box and I had taken a video of Butker down on the field, just like probably 25 times, like going through his
motion.
Yes. Into the net on the sideline, like making those kicks.
He's got the yips. Like I know. Drew Mitchell, like a golf swing. He's got the yips.
Yes. And you just have to work through it.
You got to hope by January it's fixed.
Right.
That's all. I mean, when honestly, that's where we're at. I mean,
he has plenty of time to fix it.
I think we're all annoyed that it's become a weekly thing, though.
Totally.
Every week there's something. But your hope is that the most clutch kicker in football over the last 15 years gets things straightened out by January. Because if not, it's going to be a problem
for them.
Tope
said, too. I'm pretty sure he said something about, like, oh, he'll be good, you know, and when it really counts, too, like in the playoffs. And
hopefully,
it's like, okay, great.
So.
As long as it's not, like, making a mistake in a regular season game costing the Chiefs that game. Not that everything would fall on Butker, but, I mean, there are times where you need to make the field goal. Extra point.
Like, let's talk about the AFC.
He's missed a kick in every game or some kind of kicking mistake. One of them he didn't miss.
The out-of-bounds kick in Jacksonville,
Which that one ended up being huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about the AFC. You know, last night we saw the Steelers play. I was saying earlier, McKenzie, I think the Steelers are the same old Steelers that they're not a Super Bowl threat. They might win the division and all that, but it's the same thing. They're going to be a team that gets bounced in the first game in the postseason. Probably.
I agree.
Like, who do you actually look at in the AFC? The Chiefs? Okay. But
Bills.
Buffalo still, where, Buffalo. If you were to, do you buy into what the Colts are doing?
In a weird
not
way, because
fully.
I buy into Buffalo less. I might buy into the Colts more. Go ahead.
Really?
Well, I mean,
the Colts more than Buffalo?
The Colts more than I would have
gotcha.
Normally. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
In the sense that I have to take the Broncos or Chargers or Colts or Jags or whoever a little more serious because the Bills, the Chiefs have come down to earth a little bit, like closer to the pack, but so have the Bills.
Yeah, they have. It's kind of shocking, too, because everybody's been so high on the Bills, especially after the Chiefs have won so many times. Like, it was everybody wants the Bills to be the team in the NFL. And then they've been struggling as well this season. And it's just been interesting. I feel like the NFL this year is so much different than it was last year. Like, the teams that were, you know, the top teams are kind of floating now. Like, it's just not the same. It's weird. And then the teams that you would expect to maybe not be so successful are finding that success. It's weird.
Yeah, I still think, but let's fast forward to week 14, post-trade deadline and everything. My guess is, like, the Chiefs and Bills, everybody will be saying, are two of the top teams in the AFC. Like, and there won't be much of a debate. Yeah. The Colts are the tricky one, because if they keep winning, we are going to have to pay more attention to them. I just struggle to get back past the mental hurdle of, all right, it's a playoff game, and the path for Mahomes is, let's just say, I don't know, we'll call it Aaron Rodgers and Daniel Jones to get to an AFC title game to play Josh Allen. I'm not worried about that one bit.
That sounds nice. Mm-hmm. That sounds easier than the last few years.
Versus in the past having to deal with either Lamar or 3 years ago, Burrow. Mm-hmm. Or
pretty much every year, Burrow, you know, Lamar, and Jackson, just in whatever order you want to imagine them. But at least two out of three seemingly in that category moving forward. I looked up the divisional odds. You ready?
Okay.
So as of right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers are still the favorite to win the division at plus 125. The Ravens are still second at plus 130. So they're saying they're calling it, they're calling it even money for essentially either the Steelers or Ravens doing. They're saying the same odds. Bengals are plus 550. Cleveland Browns are plus 2,500. So they're down the list a little bit. In the AFC West, the Chiefs are plus 125. Chargers plus 190, Broncos plus 250. So they're not putting way different odds on all of those guys. Raiders plus 8,000, by the way. And so, like, it's just interesting to kind of look how the betting markets look at these teams and how they favor these teams. And based on that, the closest division in the NFL is the Chiefs. Like, the AFC West. That is the, like, we are having the hardest time deciding who the winner is going to be. Except, oh, I'm sorry, I apologize. The NFC West being the most, and then the AFC West being the second most. Because right now, the 49ers and Rams are tied, and Seattle's plus 260. Just it's close.
Who would the?
That's all.
Who would the final? Right
I
now,
can't believe the Ravens are still second.
That, I'm still stuck on that.
Yeah,
Lamar Jackson's not even playing.
I don't think even when he comes back, I think the Ravens are so flawed. I don't like they might still find a way to end up with 8 wins, but I don't know how on earth they're getting to 10. They're 1-5 right now. They're going to win 9 games
in the next
9 more games.
No,
I mean, is their schedule like super easy, and I just haven't been paying attention?
No, they were a division champ last year, yeah. So they're playing first place schedule.
But the North is playing like a joke of a division, right?
Don't well, they the have East like... is playing the NFC South, I believe.
Okay,
I don't know. Drew probably knows what the who's the North cross
division. What division is the AFC North playing this year?
I'll pull. Well,
who's
I'll pull
their
the
cross division?
NFC North. I know they're playing.
Okay, so that's
a nightmare.
Then yeah, I mean,
so
yeah,
they're
playing the Bears and the Lions still.
So they're on a bye.
Oh, they already played the
this
Lions.
Week. Okay. The Ravens are trying to get healthy. Then they get Chicago and Miami right out of the bye. So those are games they can win. Mm-hmm. At Minnesota, at Cleveland, against the Jets. I got to say, that's not the
but
worst
that requires
five games.
The Ravens. I'm, no, the end of their season, saying, I think, is tough.
That
is not
the
worst five games in a row. Then they take on Cincinnati. We'll see what they are at that point. At that point, there's still be no Joe Burrow, so it's Flacco. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, New England, Green Bay, and Pittsburgh. So they got a lot of divisional games.
They do. It just requires the Ravens, though, getting a heck of a lot better. It's not just that the schedule's softer, but their defense isn't magically getting better over them. Their defense stinks.
Yeah, it is. Before we get to the game predictions, Textline is asking, McKenzie, have you been to the new women's sports bar? Have you been to the Dub?
Not yet, no.
Well, I want to check it
I didn't
out
get
too.
To go to the like the preview where media got to go. I wasn't invited.
I wasn't invited either.
Man.
I'm still upset because you and Daisha got invited to a media thing at what was formerly
Winter Skies, right? Yeah.
And I used to work there and I thought I can't even catch an invite for this.
Yeah. Daisha,
so
I wasn't
invite?
Invited to that though. She just took me as her plus one.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
And you weren't invited to the Dub? That's lame.
I wasn't. No.
Looks cool. Have you guys seen it?
I know what it is. I haven't been there. Yeah.
It's owned by two of the Kansas City current players, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks really cool. I want to go, but no, I haven't had the opportunity.
Yeah, they just opened
go.
Up. I saw.
Yeah, I want to check it out. That's all. I was just curious if you've been yet.
We're going to have an outing. Asking. Let's go, guys.
Perfect. Perfect. I was going to say before we get to game predictions, we were talking before you got on the show, McKenzie, about North Carolina and Bill Belichick and Jordan Addison.
I feel like we've talked about those two every time I've been on lately.
Well, because there's always
something
new.
Well, there was a new thing today from Pablo Torre. That's why.
There was audio from the documentary that's never going to make it out. It got leaked. This was Jordan Hudson talking to the NFL Films crew.
You want to create editable templates that Matt can just plug numbers into?
Well, we'll get somebody else to do it.
We could use Adobe Photoshop, and honestly, this is something I've done before with what you're calling a template. Okay, so Adobe Photoshop, and we have last week's thing, and then you literally just go back and say, rather than Joe Montana, you just go click, 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 click on the delete button, and then type in a new name. It's already formatted. It's already this, and you just upload it. You take a screenshot of that screen and then just upload it, and it takes literally like 3 minutes to do it. I mean, I was able to build out his, entire website with animations, with all of these things. I have zero, real graphic experience, and he has a live website with all of these things on it. It was just a matter of, pressing some things around. It's like, if
and
we don't like that, we'll
the
just...
info. Yep. By
right.
Links.
So couldn't we, it's pretty elementary. Do something.
McKenzie, I'm sure you've had someone explain how TV stuff works to you before. First, I criticize, I know somebody's not talking about something when they refer to it in their full name. Have you used Final Cut Pro or Adobe Photoshop? Nobody calls it nobody who uses that program randomly.
I'd be like, somebody, are you using nonlinear editing? Do you have a nonlinear editing system?
No. What are you editing? Right? Anybody who uses that, the thing that obviously stands out is, if you are curious, if that is their dynamic, because that's their rumor dynamic. You saw it in practice.
Yeah.
Their dynamic is, she is trying to control the situation and operate in these, and it comes off in football situations or in NFL films, who they're meeting with in that. It's very uncomfortable.
What is
everybody.
That? That was the game plan? She was helping him
create
graphics?
On the graphics for the documentary.
For the documentary. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I saw on Twitter, it was a little video clip, and I saw up on the screen that what they were talking about, it said something game plan or whatever. I didn't know what that was. And I'm like, is she really in there talking about the graphics for the game plan? I don't understand.
Yeah.
She was trying to just help craft the content. And then they do a little, we didn't put it in the system, but they do a little chat between each other where they're snickering and making fun of people at the end.
I just didn't realize she was an assistant coach.
I, well,
She's
this is the problem.
Maybe she's his manager now. I don't know.
She's his life coach and manager now.
They're going to regret.
What do you call her? His muse? Is that what he said?
His muse.
His muse, yeah.
That's always a troubling sign. If you ever, Mackenzie, I'd be genuinely worried if you referred to someone as your muse.
As my muse.
He's my muse. And I'd be like, oh, don't like this. Yeah. This relationship's like, this isn't going anywhere. That's not going to, if Alex said that to me, I'd be like, oh, this relationship's going to end in flames. I'm just going to prepare mentally for 6 months from now when this goes horribly. Because the second he starts saying his muse, I'm like, no, that's not.
I don't know if I've ever said that in my life, anyway.
You don't think you've uttered that phrase?
The word muse, yeah.
I don't think I've used that ever.
Yeah.
It feels like something only a villain would say, as in, like, you're the understudy for a serial killer. They're my muse.
Yeah.
Or, like, in this situation where it's, like, a weird relationship dynamic.
Or, like, an artist trying to create something, and it's, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's where my mind goes when you say muse. This is just weird. Like, this is weird behavior.
Yeah, you're right. But it comes off as like the artist who also, it turns out, is a creep.
Yes.
You know? The like.
So who's the creep in this situation?
Well, him, but him. But again, they both know what they're in it for. I mean, that's what we discussed. Like, it's not like they're.
Like, what is she getting out of this other than being in headlines money, all of the time?
Money, status, reports on real estate, all kinds of stuff.
They're not married, right? They're just dating.
No,
okay.
No. Mm. Yeah. Nope.
And you would think, you know, his kids would probably inherit a
everything.
Chunk of his estate.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But she's actually, you know, like she's got, I guess she can get this as like practical work experience and some of the other stuff she's working on.
She's building her resume.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
I don't know, man. It's
put it on her LinkedIn.
It's that clip from Pablo. And that's, I will say, for any sake, if for some reason you wake up on Sunday morning and Pablo Torre's like, I've got a new scoop on Cody Tip, like, oh, it's over for me. Yeah. That's the last person you want digging into your life right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's,
I don't care if you're, I don't care what you're doing. That is the last person you want digging into whatever you got going on in your world.
He's been all over all the top, you know, investigative stuff right now on the sports front.
So weird.
Why did he just like woke up? Like, first, I liked his podcast that he was doing with Meadowlark, and then he was doing Pablo Torre Finds Out. And then in the last 6 months, their profile, because it just like, maybe he's got one of the better research teams on the planet.
Well,
or he just decided to dig in a couple of things and then people started feeding him.
Well, that's
more.
What I think has
but
happened.
It took
he got a big, you know, he obviously got a big scoop and then he's done a great job investigating. And then now I think, as you know, this stuff, sometimes your job gets easier once people
start coming to you.
Yes.
Because they know what you're doing. They know you're investigating something.
So
they give you more ideas.
He probably gets emails and messages now of like, hey, have you looked into this? And then he probably has some people on his team or whatever that then like try to sift through what's real, what's not. But I bet now he probably gets some stuff, you know, that is, you know, tipped off to him.
Then there's a lot of vetting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting. It's crazy. That's all. You guys do investigative reports, so you must know how this world works.
We do. People I do not give, do them, but we do have.
Would you like that?
No.
41. Is it 41 reports?
It's our I-team. Sarah Plake is our I-team reporter.
Okay.
She's great. She digs into all sorts of things.
She talked to the students last night,
she
too.
She did.
Yeah. Rock Chalk. She went to KU.
Yes,
I went to school with her, yeah.
But the work she does, I could not do. Like, very tedious, like, reading so many documents, like, digging into, you know, court documents, going to court,
Gold
records,
all this
stuff. Yeah, I can't do it.
I actually do like that.
I love watching her stories, though. Yeah. I'm a great viewer for her investigative pieces, but I couldn't do what she does. Absolutely not.
Let's get some predictions in for the game. I'll say, admittedly, I don't think this game is going to be particularly close. I won't predict a 30-point win because it's the NFL.
Yeah.
I think I gave Kramer a number earlier, but I still feel like I caught it too close. I think I told him 30-20. I think it's probably more like 30-17. But I definitely think the Chiefs are getting to 30. There's no score I'm choosing in which they get to that range. So I'll say 30-17 for this show's purposes. But I do think that the Raiders don't have enough offensively to move the ball with ease, and I do think the Chiefs will move the ball with ease. The only reason I'm not predicting them to score 40 is I'm not sure they're going to need to. And
Fair.
That this game won't be close enough, that what's the point of running it up to 40 or 50 if they don't have to?
Yeah, it's never as easy as we think it's going to be. It is the NFL. We've seen all these primetime upsets, teams that are underdogs winning outright. The Chiefs are going to win this game. I'm with you in terms of the margin for the most part. I in our social media video, said 28-17 in favor of Kansas City.
So very similar.
Yeah, similar realm there. I think Geno Smith, who leads the league in interceptions, is going to struggle and get confused with Spags. The way this game gets really close and it's the final 5 minutes of the fourth quarter and the Chiefs are in trouble or are on the ropes is if they have, to me, a special teams turnover. So at opening kickoff, they fumble it. they set up the, you know, the Raiders like on Christmas a couple years ago at the 10 yard line.
16 different mistakes in that
game. Yeah, it's something like that. If the Chiefs play fairly clean, to me, they win comfortably. Where we're in the fourth quarter and we're watching and we're saying, all right, maybe it's only like a 9 or 10 point lead, but you're like, okay, there's no way they're coming back.
I was going to say 27-10. I don't think it's going to be very close. I don't know if the Chiefs are going to get to 30 points. I would like to say so, but then whenever I say that, I feel like it doesn't happen. So
they've scored 30. They're averaging 30 points over their last three games. They've scored 32 out of the last three. They scored only 28 in the one. But
I just don't think the Raiders are going to get in the end zone more than once.
Yeah.
I just don't.
If they hold him to 10, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Jacoby Meyer might not play. Brock Bowers isn't going to play, from all accounts. And Geno Smith is playing some really horrible football.
And the Chiefs' defense has been improving, it seems, each game that's gone on this season. So I feel like they're kind of on the rise, and I just don't think the Raiders are going to, you know, do any damage offensively.
Drew, what do you got?
I'm feeling a good mood today. I feel like I think the Chiefs are going to win, you know?
I mean, you'd be just like, Drew's in a great hater of the century to choose him to lose against the Raiders.
Everything that happened last night. 31-14 Chiefs. I don't think it's going to be close. I think Rasheed Rice will be back. I'm telling you, 7 for 95 and a touchdown.
I do think Rice.
Yeah, does he have a touchdown, Rasheed?
I think Rice gets in the end zone. I think the first drive of the game, he gets the first target of the game.
Mm-hmm. I think he has the first touchdown of the game.
Well, that would be awesome, too. Yeah.
What was that at? Like 8-1? 7-1?
Probably. Yeah, probably so.
I think it was about that. I think Dusty looked it up.
I don't understand the betting stuff, you know, that I'm just throwing that out there.
So for any
Let
time
me know
touchdown
if I should bet
get,
on it, though. For
I, don't any time touchdown. I don't think it's a bad bet, yeah.
No, I like it. For first touchdown, let me find it. It's a noon game. I don't have to scroll that far down the list of games. Classic
rare noon game.
First touchdown score, plus 700. So if you bet, you get the math. If you bet $100, you'd win $700.
Mm-hmm.
But so, plus 700, 125. He is the favorite for any time touchdown score. Okay. Plus 850 if you think he gets two touchdowns, if you don't want to say first touchdown, but he gets two.
No, I'd rather just do the first touchdown.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
I would like to do that. And I think, can you imagine him scoring the first touchdown and just Arrowhead going
nuts? I think the
team,
so like, take out the legal part. Like, he missed these six games at his own doing. We know that. His teammates don't care about that, is what I would say. They are all very much in his corner, on his side, rooting for him to do big things, the coaching staff. So, like, I don't think any of the legal stuff has anything to do with how he'll play on Sunday. It's just, is he back to Rasheed Rice from last year?
It's going to be awesome weather, too. Nice fall Sunday noon kickoff,
finally.
Man. We finally get a nice kickoff there. Mackenzie, have a great weekend. Are you doing a high school coverage or anything tonight?
Thank you. High school tonight.
Okay,
Chiefs on Sunday. Waiting to see what time the games change because of the weather. Where it's all depending on weather.
Are we getting bad weather tonight?
It's supposed to be stormy and lightning.
I'm supposed to do Shawnee Mission South, Shawnee Mission Northwest, but we'll see. Some games have already moved up an hour. So just got to wait and see what happens.
There you go. Appreciate it. Thanks to Jay Rieger & Co. for the Gold Rush cocktail today on a Fan Club Friday. We'll talk to you guys on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.